1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Do you have trouble controlling your thoughts? Most of us do. Why? Because we're always contending with a constant barrage of media messages spraying our minds. A conservative estimate is that we see some 700 marketing messages per day. And along with that, we're deeply influenced by the websites we visit, the movies we watch, and the TV we consume. On top of that, our background or circumstances can easily influence us to become negative, cynical, or resentful. In other words, all of us face a daily challenge from within and without to control our thoughts. Scripture tells us, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And here the word heart includes our minds. In other words, our thoughts influence our actions. What we put in affects what comes out. It's the old G-I-G-O principle, you know, garbage in, garbage out. What you make a habit of thinking on eventually determines where you end up in life. In fact, I've heard it said, every sin we commit twice, first in our minds and then in our actions. If this is true, then how can we control our thoughts? Thankfully, God's Word speaks to this in many places, but one of the most helpful popular Bible verses on this subject is Philippians 4:8, which reads, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." How should we understand this passage? Realize that when a command like this states a positive, it also implies the negative. So just like the Ten Commandments, the negative command, do not commit adultery, positively implies that we must guard our marriage and be faithful. So here in Philippians 4:8, there's a positive command to think on what is good, true, and beautiful. Conversely, the verse implies that we should not fill our minds with what's bad, false, and corrupt. You could put it like this. We need to think off some things, and we need to think on other things. By the way, this is not to suggest that we must banish all negativity, as some suggest. Obviously, some negative subjects in the Bible demand our serious attention, like sin, wrath, and judgment. However, the focus of Philippians 4:8 is that we must be discerning about what we feed our minds. We should carefully weigh our media choices in a way that honors Christ and doesn't pollute our souls. We should be careful about what we put into our minds at all times, especially the last thing at night and the first thing in the morning. Now, Philippians 4:8 means, first of all, we're to think off some things. They are not compatible with the mind of Christ. Second, it means that we are to think on other things, on whatever is good, especially letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly. We're to take seriously God's whatever, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure. Think off, think on. Now, this is similar to what Paul says in Colossians, that we're to put off some things and to put on other things, like a set of garments. Think off, think on. But here's one last thought. To do this, we must depend on. Controlling our thoughts in our own power will lead to failure. We can't do this for long on our own. But Philippians says, we can do it through Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So Paul calls us to think off, to think on, and to depend on Jesus as we practice these things daily. That's the path to a renewed mind and thought control. You know, that word whatever is kind of a postmodern catchphrase in our day. How should I live? People say, whatever. What should I think about? They say, whatever. Well, Philippians 4:8 gives us God's whatever, and it's anything but indifferent. God says whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.edu/Orlando.